In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Be on guard. Be alert at all times that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This morning we celebrate the first Sunday of Advent, the start of a new church year. And with that, we begin a new year, year C, in our three-year lectionary cycle. We have just finished year B, in which our gospel readings were primarily from Mark's gospel. Over this next end, now we begin year C, in which our gospel readings will be primarily from Luke's gospel. Over this next year, Luke will be our guide to understanding God's revelation through his account of the life and ministry of Jesus of Nazareth. In Luke's gospel, we find particular emphasis on the practice of prayer in the life of Jesus and the disciples who followed him, and on the role of the Holy Spirit in the unfolding revelation of God through Jesus and the church. And then also Luke emphasizes the essential inclusion of various marginalized and outcast within Jesus' ministry. I look forward to exploring these themes as we journey through Luke's account over this next year. However, as is the case every year, on the first Sunday of Advent, when we begin a new church year, we begin it with a gospel passage featuring a warning from Jesus about the need to be prepared, to be on guard, to be aware and alert for the coming kingdom of God. The passage that was just proclaimed from Luke's gospel comes from the end of the 21st chapter. And at this point in Luke's gospel, Jesus has finished his teaching and healing ministry in Galilee. He has traveled to Jerusalem and has already entered Jerusalem on the way to the cross. He has cleansed the temple. He has challenged the religious and political authorities by his teachings there. And he will soon be seated at the table with his disciples to share that final meal. And so he is preparing his disciples for the days ahead, for the time that will follow his departure, the time in which we still live today. Jesus is telling his disciples, and through them, us, that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is near. Just as we can look at the trees and tell what season is coming, just as today we can see the leaves falling to the ground and know that we are preparing to move from fall to winter, in the same way, we should be able to see around us signs of the coming kingdom of God. We are not merely waiting for some unknown date, some unspecified moment on which the kingdom of God will arrive fully and everything will change in an instant. Instead, we are living now in a time in which the kingdom of God is already near, when it is already breaking into this world, and we can see it for ourselves. We can see these things taking place if we are on guard, if we remain alert, if we train our eyes, our ears, and all of our senses to perceive those moments when the kingdom of heaven is near. our ability to perceive the presence of God's kingdom now will ultimately prepare us for that time when God's kingdom arrives fully. That time when we experience our redemption standing before the Son of Man. In Paul's letter to the church at Thessalonica, he is commending them for their good work and offering his hope that they will likewise to continue to grow in their ability to perceive the kingdom of God drawing near, so that they might someday stand blameless before God at the coming of Jesus with all of the saints. But what does it mean to be alert, to be prepared, to be on guard? How do we train our senses to perceive the kingdom as it approaches both now and on that unknown day? Paul's prayer for the Christians at Thessalonica gives us some indication. It is a prayer inspired by gratitude and joy. Paul prays that the Lord may make the Christians at Thessalonica, may make them increase and abound in love for one another and for all. That they would increase and abound in love for one another and for all. Like the early Christians at Thessalonica, we, as we increase and abound in love for one another and for all, we are, as communities of faith, strengthened in holiness, a strengthening that prepares us for that day when we hope to stand blameless before God, a strengthening that prepares us to perceive the kingdom of God breaking into our midst today. In Advent, we are reminded that waiting and watching, that patience and perception are essential disciplines in the Christian life. We are today beginning the Christian journey through the church calendar once again. And many of us have grown very familiar with the journey that we expect to unfold over this next year. However, we have the opportunity, if we remain alert, if we are attentive, to gain new insight into the beauty and splendor of God's kingdom over this next year. As we await with hopeful expectation the fulfillment of God's kingdom, we are reminded that our waiting is not passive, but is active. We are actively waiting as we seek the kingdom in the present and hope for it in the end. As it is here, it is here, to be seen and experienced. It is here to be seen and experienced now. It can be seen in the multitude of selfless acts that allow us to arrive at this moment in this place. It can be experienced in the love and devotion that are shared with both friends and strangers here in this space. And so when we gather here, we listen for the laughter, we look for the tears, we encounter the divine, and through that we share the joy. And so let us be on guard, be alert. The kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God is here.